Well, did you hear Ayan a few minutes ago? He said, well, line up the Chile earthquake with the Japanese earthquake, and he implied that something in between there would be affected, and we're right in the middle of that little line.
Well, if you draw a line, a straight line from epicenter to epicenter, and there are multi earthquakes, so each epicentered event within the closest time parameter, make those be your converging points. And wait a minute, Sarah Palin got in trouble for putting crosshairs on things, didn't she?
Yep, she did. The election, back in the election,
Uh-huh.
somebody, her website had crosshairs on somebody. No, it was the woman who's doing well today, the Arizona
Oh,
senator, whatever, who
the one
got
who got
shot.
shot in the head
Yes,
and
now back.
Gifford.
Gifford.
Now back under other auspices.
So Sarah Palin tried to smote her and got smote
Well,
herself.
she had a target, a bullseye
Oh,
target on her website for various enemy Democrats, and I think her site had one. So people said she was telling people to shoot politicians,
Right.
to smote them.
And that's
So
confusing
Ayan.
targeting with shooting at.
Right.
Yes.
So you're going to stop there. You're not going to declare or crosshair anything or anybody.
Because
Right,
you can't,
Ayan?
because we don't have a big bust like Sarah Palin.
Does she have a big bust? I just see pictures of her head. I've never really seen her body.
She has a
Have
big
you
bust.
seen it, Khalifa? Have you seen my
It's a
body? Have you?
great big bust. It's big. You can put the whole family in her bust.
You know,
CUS.
she's so special, Khalifa, and I'm just a weirdo. I'm just a creep. I wish I could be special like Palin and her
Well,
body.
then if you play a
Pauline.
little more Vestal Goodman and get out of some of these machinations of a heat-oppressed brain, you might do better, Bob.
Yeah, stand up,
Yeah,
Bob. You
Khalifa.
shouldn't be sitting
Yeah,
down.
get out of this heat-oppressed brain zone you're in, Khalifa. I think Khalifa's gone. I don't see. Yeah, I think she's disconnected.
Oh.
Sorry. Call back, Khalifa, if you want to continue, but
If
we've
you'd
got.
like to continue speaking of regarding Bob, yes, call back.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing how every conversation turns to Bob.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens. The issues here, look, going back, there was an article from, oh yeah, so back to Virgil. So Virgil, so I read his poem right to the last minute of the last hour, read Keith Reid of Procol Harum's poem, and then Virgil in London says to me, after, he says, if you dare read it, which I did, he says, air that without blushing. Well, I aired it. And he says, and a question. Given his general lack of enthusiasm for things astrological, it's talking about you, Ion, your lack of enthusiasm for things astrological, what does Ion make of Luke 22, verses 7 to 13? There, and he has a line, there could not be a more blatant reference to Aquarius and his house in quotes. The Last Supper preparations here being an obvious metaphor for the last days of the Piscean Christian era. Okay, so he's saying that there's some biblical reference, there's some astrological references in the New Testament, Ion.
Oh, what a segue. That reads you right up to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We cover that voluminously in 3 or 4 hours, isn't it, Bob, of your Revelations Revealed series?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Good. And if you want to get ecclesiastical, Bob can do that faster than anybody. Hey, everybody, everybody, Avaton's gone. Bob's now quoting scriptures.
Okay, but what, and I kept the world. See, I stayed awake during the May 21st rapture for 4 days. I must have been helping Avaton go into wherever you go, the plane of essence, just like Dave Wurster guided the original Ralph Doobie. The original writing, he guided him in for he guided them
For
through the
40
Tibetan
days.
Book of the Dead, which goes for 49
Yeah.
days, and he said Dubi dropped off after 19 days. Well, of course, I
Yeah.
guided this Avaton transition for a few days and then dropped it. So
Good.
I broke
And
the
that's why
record. I
we're
don't even.
singing here a little bit, the Song of the South. Zippity-doo-dah-day. Good.
Song of the South. I know two birds that are called Zippity and Doodah.
Where? Is that
Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann's birds? Okay. So back, so you're talking about the lamb. So what do you make of Virgil discussing the astrological implications? You have no trouble with
No
that at all.
astrological implication, but it's very significant pointing out the end of time, the end of days, bringing into a convergence of the marriage supper of the Lamb, when the human creators come into their place of power. And that's what it's all about.
Okay, good. Here's an article that Sasha sent in many weeks ago. NASA's search for parallel universes and dark matter to launch tomorrow. A futuristic experiment. This is April 29th. A futuristic experiment sounded like something out of a sci-fi novel that will hunt for antimatter galaxies and signs of dark matter was nearly canceled, but is finally poised to voyage into orbit aboard the next-to-last space shuttle mission. The $2 billion, that's a combination of daughters and dollar, the $2 billion alpha magnetic spectrometer, a more than 15,000-pound or 6,900-kilogram device searching for cosmic rays, which are high-energy charged particles from outer space, will ride up to the International Space Station on the Shuttle Endeavour on Friday the 29th. The instrument will employ a whole bunch of stuff to generate a strong, uniform magnetic field more than many times more intense, actually 3,000 times more intense than the Earth. This deflects cosmic rays so that a battery of detectors can analyze their properties, such as charge and velocity, and beam their findings to mission control. Ion, do you have a comment on the results, effects of this?
Yeah. They're going to get through with all that, and all they're going to prove is that's what Dave Worster's been doing since the 60s.
Been going up to the space station or been affecting the dark matter?
Blocking awareness in cosmic applications of this awareness.
Right. That resonates with the Avaton conclusion. Yeah, very clever, Ion. Very perceptive. Scheduled to fly. Okay, there's some more scientific details, but will they find dark matter?
No, Will won't.
They won't. No, Will. Yeah, Will won't be able to. Will Berlioff won't be able to work on it anymore, but the Cosmawareness guy today. So, anyways, anything you'd like to comment on this experiment, Ion, other than the worst amplifications?
That's the only one that matters. It'll become validation for what he's already been doing, and you won't have to convince him. He already knows.
And, you know, that's very appropriate because Sasha has been investigating Dave Worster. She's been doing extra homework and going back to the interview. So actually bringing up Worster in relation to Sasha's question is very appropriate and perceptive on Ion's part.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree, Sasha? So then we go to Bruce.
So it'd be socio-idyllic?
Yes, socio-idyllic.
Good.
Socio. Right, Ion? That's what you said.
Dude.
Now, Bruce, many weeks ago, sent in another article, Strange Emissions by Sun Are Mutating Matter. For months, mounting fear has driven researchers to wring their hands over the approaching solar storms. Some have predicted, now this was back in October 2010. Now, we've had a lot of this over the last 6 months, 8 months. Right, Ion? What they were worried about.
The sum of all fears is always the essence of the next thing to create, Bob.
Right. So there, the sum of all fears is
the next thing
to
create.
The essence of your creation.
Mm-hmm. You bring it to you. You suck it to you, just like we're sucking all these planetary bodies to Earth.
Yeah. So here's this article.
But we're doing it happily, not fearfully.
That's right. All this science stuff is all based on potential fear of emotion. Because they have here, worst of all, the rate of decay is speeding up.
Worster still.
If the decay rates of matter are being mutated, then all matter on Earth is being affected during the matter that makes up life. The mutation may go so as far as to change the underlying reality of the quantum universe and by extrapolation, the nature of life.
David's been talking about this for years. You ought to excerpt this and play him how important he already is, and he'd just laugh and he'd say, "See, Bob, I told you."
He'd go, "Bing, bing," or
"Thrill,
bing, thrill.
Thrill, thrill."
And that's what my wife said.
Much light to you.
That's right. May the way be clear.
White light
and,
around you.
And he would just rap it right along and bebop right along down the road, just having a big time. And he just busy doing his living.
Yeah, no, it's great. Excellent work there, Ion. Excellent analysis of these articles. And yes, it does say in the cold fusion tape, the state of mind that Worcester got himself into back in the late 60s brought forth all of this stuff.
And the cold fusion, yeah.
Yeah, the real cold fusion, not the. Anyways, I'm going to go over to new emails.
Oh wow. What do you mean, in the last 10 minutes of the show?
And no, there's many minutes left. What was great is that Bill did retrieve the emails and save them. Many, many emails. He did it. He saved them, the emails.
Fantastic.
So scanning down, just to be fair to everybody, we go back to the order, and we have
Is that fair as opposed to partly cloudy?
Yeah, we were doing the...
Yeah, it's very cloudy here today, surprisingly so.
So Ort asks, are we going to align with the central sun of the Pleiades, Alcyone? Is that what 2012 is about? Well,
something.
Ion's already signed.
We've done many of these, Ort. Something coming through the... Now, look at this. No, he asks. Something coming through the sun altering our Ma, our RNA. That's what we've been talking about the last 5 minutes, right? So these solar things that are happening, Ion, is all part of the great release of the orgasm of the biological universe.
Very good.
Which Marshall McLuhan wrote about many years ago. Mm-hmm. Dave and McLuhan, they pace along together, commenting on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alatophagnia. This is the name, Kim. Mm-hmm. Alatophagnia. Mm-hmm. Two questions, please, Ion. Can you please get to the point of what insulinose is?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just finish her words. We know that Wiki or any search has no information on it. Is it a specific type of sugar? And if so, what? And if it is sugar, what?
Okay.
Forget the what.
Okay, wait. Now let's play with this. Yeah. Okay. Insulinose. What they're asking is a working definition of insulinose. Okay, if we give the definition of insulinose, are you going to enter it into the Wikipedia?
I'm not. Oh, are you? I don't know. That's up
to Carolyn. She's asking the question, isn't she?
Yes. You're asking if she's going to do it.
Right.
I don't know. She can tell us whether she's going to enter it. But go
ahead,
Ion.
Well, then let us know.
In other words, you won't answer until she knows what she's going to do with it.
Exactly.
Okay.
The whole point is something that supposedly is not very obviously is.
How is it obviously is?
People are taking it.
That's right. Yeah,
If they are, then it is. And the question then becomes, well, no one says it is, so it isn't. And we go, oh, it is. So we give a definition of isness. Does that make it more is than the is that it already is? Or does that then use to make the question from the answer to the question of, here's the answer to life, now what's the question?
Yeah, good points. Excellent points, Ion.
Yeah.
It's not about to be or not to be. It's about to is or not to is.
So if it is, regardless of the Wikipedia's contemplation or lack of contemplation regarding it, then the question is relevant and valid, okay?
Yes.
All that's happening is that you were God. Your cells were perfect once upon a midnight dreary. Every step of history left little breadcrumbs all along the way to get you back to God, okay? Well,
wait a minute. I don't think we're on. Got to stop.
Good.
Okay, so you got to go off, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we go off. I go off, right? No, I don't go off. I put on
flash.
Are you there, Ion?
Do.
Yeah.
Hello.
How long have we been off, Bill?
15 minutes or so.
Wow. That's incredible. When did that happen?
You were chatting with Califia. And
okay, well, maybe what we talked about is not meant to be heard. We actually know, we got this all on recording.
Get on.
Okay, so Sorry, we don't know why we went off, do we, Bill?
Yes, I know exactly why. I had a major power surge here. It burned out one computer and the lights went out.
Wow.
Is that not caused by hacking?
Well, you get up back on the radio.
No, this is off. Bill, was that caused by hacking?
No, that
okay.
was a lightning strike or something. I don't have any idea. Just a
look at what happens when James is not here.
Can you put us back on, Bill?
Okay.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.